Morning, everyone. Today I'm going to be talking about the educational effects, grade promotion delays in particular, among a cohort of children affected by Hurricane Katrina. But first, I'd like to take a moment to say I have no relationships to disclose. And I'd also like to acknowledge the Children's Health Fund for funding this project, my colleagues at the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and Louisiana State University for their endless dedication to this project, and the CAF field staff, who, without which none of these analyses would be possible. So the Gulf Coast Child and Family Health Study, affectionately known as GCAF, began within 1 year of Hurricane Katrina. Using multi-stage cluster sampling, we recruited 1,079 households from randomly selected congregate settings in Louisiana and Mississippi, and randomly selected census blocks in Mississippi designated as moderately to extensively damaged by the storm. Overall, the sample represented 60 to 100,000 displaced or heavily impacted Katrina survivors. So we've followed these GCAF respondents every year, and the last round of interviews ended in April 2010 with an 87.6% retention, which we were very proud of. 427 households with children were enrolled at baseline, but for this particular analysis, we looked at only the children who were in school and therefore potentially experienced academic disruption at the time of Katrina. Additionally, because we only collected educational data among children up to age 18, we inadvertently limited our ability to look at grade promotion delays among 12th graders. So our analysis is based on 194 children who are in grades 5 through 11 at wave 4. To give you a quick overview of the survey that we've used, it's collected data on housing and relocation, health and mental health of respondents and children, access and use of health services, attitudes and behaviors, et cetera, et cetera. Most importantly for this analysis is, of course, the educational factors for children. So we thought it was important to look at the educational effects of Hurricane Katrina and the GCAF cohort for several reasons. First, Hurricane Katrina made landfall on August 29th, 2005, which was within weeks of the beginning of the 2005-2006 school year. In addition, more than a quarter of a million school-aged children were estimated to have been displaced by the storm. And previous research has associated displacement with poor school attendance, lower academic performance, mental health and behavioral problems, and delays in grade promotion. So we wanted to ask several questions. One, are GCAF children more likely to experience grade promotion delays? And if so, could we explain that by the demographic and economic characteristics of the cohort? And also, among the GCAF children, what variables are associated with grade promotion delays? Now, unfortunately, we didn't ask directly about grade promotion. And so instead, what we did was we defined our outcome as being older than average at the beginning of the school year. Okay. So using 2007 data from the National Household Education Surveys Program, which is a series of random digit dial telephone surveys in the US, we were able to establish the average age at the beginning of the school year for each grade level. So for example, for fifth graders, their average age was about 10. Now, we didn't collect birth dates on the GCAF children, but we were able to estimate their age on September 1st by making a couple of assumptions. So during wave 3, our interviews all occurred within 3 months of September 1st in 2008, and this graph displays the distribution of those interviews. And so we assumed that on average, the age of the child of a child on September 1st was the same as the age given to us at wave 3. And worst case scenario, if that assumption was wrong, we were most likely to underestimate the child's age because most of the interviews occurred before September 1st. So in other words, we were most likely to underestimate the grade promotion delays. All right, so to calculate the wave 4 age, we just added 1 to the wave 3 age. All right, so just to make sure this is clear, I want to go over an example. So in the NHES cohort, or sample, excuse me, the average age of the fifth graders on September 1st was 10 years. Okay, so the children that were ages 8 through 10 were classified as being of age or younger. The children who were 11 years old were classified as being 1 year older than average. And then the 12 and 13-year-olds were classified as 2 or more years older than average. And for our regression analyses a little bit later on, we combined those last two categories. So we had a dichotomous variable indicating children who were 1 or more years older than average. So what we found was about 16% of children in the national sample were 1 year older than average, and about 2% were 2 or more years older. When we limited it to the southern region of the US, we found almost 20% were 1 year older, and 3% were 2 or more years older. Now, when we looked at the GCAF sample, looking at grades 5 through 11, we found that 31% were 1 year older, and nearly 5% were 2 or more years older than average. So we wanted to see if the demographic and economic characteristics of the GCAF cohort would explain these differences. And while age, gender, race, and household income were all significantly associated with the outcome, they did not explain the full effect of the GCAF, the differences between GCAF and NHES, as indicated by the odds ratio, the significant odds ratio of 1.75. So naturally, the next question that comes up is, okay, well, what factors are associated with being older than average? And so we used GEE methods to control for clustering effects that occur when you have multiple children within a household. We limited our analyses at this point to the GCAF cohort, and we ran 4 models, the first of which included the confounding factors we had just looked at. And what we found was, with each year of age, the odds of being older than average for the grade increased by 44%. Okay, so we then wanted to know what familial factors may influence their grade promotion. And we looked at poor parental mental health as measured by the SF-12 and having a primary decision maker within the family. And neither of those variables were significant. Next, we added displacement and whether or not being displaced for 2 or more years would impact the outcome. And again, nothing happened. Now, finally, in our last model, we wanted to include factors that accounted for the academic disruption that followed Katrina. And so we included 2 variables. One was missing 10 or more days of school within a given month at baseline, and also returning to school 1 month or later after the storm. And when we added those variables, an interesting thing happened. Age continued to be important, but suddenly having a primary decision maker in the family had a protective effect of grade promotion delays. And male gender and household income below $10,000 a year increased the odds of being older than average for their grade. So in summary, we asked if GCAF children were more likely to experience grade promotion delays, and the answer was yes, they were when compared to national and regional samples. And those differences were not accounted for by demographic and economic characteristics of the GCAF cohort. And finally, older age, male gender, household income below $10,000, and lack of a family decision maker were associated with being older than average when we controlled for academic disruption. Of course, there were a few limitations with our analyses, and first and foremost, the small sample size limited our ability to test other variables or more refined variables that may have been associated with grade promotion delays. We didn't have any data collected from before Hurricane Katrina, so we couldn't account for which children may have been struggling before the storm. And finally, our analysis was limited to children who were in school at wave 4, so we don't account for any children who may have dropped out. But despite the limitations, we felt that we could conclude that exposure to Hurricane Katrina and the academic disruption that followed did affect grade promotion in the GCAF cohort. And GCAF children whose education was greatly impacted by Hurricane Katrina were better able to keep up academically if they had access to sufficient familial and financial resources. Those children who didn't have access to those resources were more likely to fall behind. So we hope that these results will encourage further research in other variables that may influence grade promotion delays, and also potential interventions for those who have fewer resources. And ultimately, of course, we hope that these results improve the lives of all children post-disaster. Thank you very much.